Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast again today. Hey, if you missed Sunday morning, if you missed our Sunday morning gathering, I want to encourage you, would you go back and watch the replay? Pastor Chuck brought an incredible word as he kicked off our series this month through the book of Nehemiah. If you've never read Nehemiah, there are so many practical applications and just a cool context to the story of God. And even if you've been through Nehemiah before, man, we believe this is a great opportunity to dive in. In fact, so much so that on Wednesday nights, starting last night, I'm doing a 8-week Bible study that goes more into the details of Nehemiah. And so I would invite you to join me for that as well. But one of the things that you see in Scripture, and you see it in Nehemiah, and you also see it in many other places of Scripture and in our own lives, is that sometimes God allows delays. He does. A lot of times things don't happen as fast or as easy as we had imagined or hoped. A lot of times we're eternal optimists hoping things will go faster than they actually do. And the reason why, and there's a lot of reasons for this, but one of the big reasons why for the delay is because God is actually preparing us and God's growing us so that he can grow us up so that we'll be ready for whatever the challenge or the assignment is ahead. Now, during those delays, there are often difficult times. And it's not because God's forgotten us. It's not because he doesn't love us, but actually it's because God can use those delays as one of the ways to push us forward in whatever he's called us to do. Now, there's a lot of different types of difficulties that we'll face, but I want to give you two today. One is circumstances, and the second is critics. They're part of life. They're going to happen. Anytime God's building something in us and through us, they are going to happen, and God allows them to be part of our story. Why? Because he knows we'll grow stronger when we face adversity, when we face opposition. Now, on Sundays, we're going to be talking about Nehemiah, but today, let me remind you of some other examples. One is Moses. When Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt into the desert towards the promised land, he's had one problem, one delay after another. First, there's no water. Then there's no food. Then there's a bunch of complainers. Then there's poisonous snakes. I mean, think about this. Moses was doing what God wanted him to do, and yet he still had problems. Think about David. David was anointed to be king, and then for the next several years, he was hunted down by Saul. Joseph, he's another great example. He has this dream of becoming a ruler, and yet he ends up being sold into slavery, thrown into prison on false charges, and while he's in prison, it feels like he is forgotten. Imagine more people in the Bible. Think about Noah. He's building a floating zoo. The Bible says that when Moses died, Joshua was appointed to be the new leader. Moses had led the people across the desert, and then Joshua led them into the promised land. Did he get the easy part? No. The Bible says that when the Israelites entered into the promised land, there were giants in the land. Even in the promised land, they had problems. God does this because he's building our faith. He's building our character. When we finally come to a place where the difficulties are so bad, when we've reached our limit, when we've tried everything and exhausted all of our options, it is then that God begins a mighty work through us. So think about this. When those circumstances come, when those critics come, when they begin to whisper, you can't do this, you don't have what it takes, it's not going to work out. Would you do what my niece used to tell me when she was just a little kid several years ago? She would put her hand up and she would say, talk to the hand. Do you remember that? Talk to the hand. This way of saying, you know what? I'm not going to listen to the critics. I'm not going to be discouraged by the circumstances. I'm going to keep doing the work that God has asked me to do. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, the paraphrase of it says this: this means tremendous joy to you. I know, even though you are temporarily harassed by all kinds of trials and temptations, this is no accident. It happens to prove your faith, which is infinitely more valuable than gold. Man, God's doing a work in you today. There's something he's building in you, and it's not just for today, but it's for some desired future. Don't give up. When the critics, when the circumstances come your way, just tell them that one phrase: talk to the hand. Well, thanks for being on the podcast again today. If you're a dude, join me and Pastor Chuck this Sunday night at 5 p.m. on the backside of the church in the underground for what we call Man Church Gatherings. These are going to happen monthly for September, October, November. This is the kickoff for the fall. Would you join us for some dude food, some really good Bible study, and a way to meet other guys? Join us 5 p.m. this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.